online, on air, on your smartphone, and on your smart speaker. 103.9 WLPO.
9:13, it's 103.9 WLPO. News, weather, and sports, and some good advice, too, especially when it comes to Medicare. You know, it's been quite a few years now that Senior Watchdog has been part of this show, and I took my mother there a little over a year ago. We sat down, and I became very convinced that they can help you if you're signing up for Medicare and coverage, supplemental insurance especially, and a few other things, too. And so Sandra comes on with us every so often, about once a month, and talks about the program. And, you know, we're turning the pages on the calendar, and next thing you know, it's open enrollment period again. Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Hey there, Rod. I'm doing well. Thanks.
Good. Yeah, it seems like October 1st rolls around a little faster every year.
Yeah, it sure does. Absolutely. And it gets crazier and crazier every year, by the way.
Really? I'm sure. So how do you set up the account? How do you get started on an open enrollment when you know that open enrollment is coming? Is it always October 1st, by the way?
Actually, open enrollment for the annual enrollment period for Medicare is October 15th through December 7th.
Okay.
Now, what happens is October 1st through October 15th, the Medicare Advantage plans and the drug plans will come out with their new formularies, and their it's called the first look, where beneficiaries can hop on Medicare.gov. And that's what I want to talk about today, is having the Medicare beneficiaries get working knowledge on how to go on to My Medicare or Medicare.gov and set up a My Medicare.gov account. Really important account, okay? Pretty much everybody that is new to Medicare, I'm really encouraging them. They need to go on to Medicare.gov and set up a My Medicare.gov account. What that's going to do for them, okay? There's several reasons they need to do this. Any medical claims that come through, they can view them there. They can print them off. They can print off a Medicare card if they need a new card. They can look at their deductible and see where they're at as far as meeting their deductible. They can pay their Part B premiums. We have some beneficiaries that are not collecting Social Security yet, so the Medicare Part B premium cannot be taken from there, so they have to go and pay it separately. So you can go, there's an easy pay button on MyMedicare.gov that they can set up easy pay. You can see a list of your providers. You can see pharmacies, what pharmacies you've been using. You can click on a button and download into your drug list all the medications that you've just had refilled. So we're trying to get, you know, we're over 2,500 clients out of the Pru office. We are needing people to do what they should be doing with Medicare. They need to go on to Medicare.gov and set up a MyMedicare.gov account. That way, when the annual open enrollment, which is coming up here, you know, October 15th through December 7th, but you can hop on there October 1st through the 15th and review. What you can do when you get on there, if you set up this account, which is takes literally less than 5 minutes, you set up your account and you can view, you can click on a button, download your medications, or you can enter your medications in. And then once you do that, you can review your drug plans right there from the comfort of your own home. Oftentimes, Medicare beneficiaries, you know, they call our office. We're trying to herd 2,500 people in a 10-week period reviewing drug plans, when all they have to do is simply go to Medicare.gov on their Medicare, MyMedicare.gov account and review it themselves.
You know, Sandra,
it's very easy to do.
You know, Sandra, every once in a while, you know, I guess I joke around about it too, and others do, about dealing with the government or how it's a bureaucracy and it's how difficult it is. But you make it sound like this Medicare.gov website and having a MyMedicare.gov account is really user friendly. You sound at least
is
it okay?
It does, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, anybody who knows Senior Watchdog, you're going to know if we're giving you advice, it's going to be good advice. We're not going to tell you to do something complicated. Complicated things, you come to us, we take care of it.
Yeah.
Okay, MyMedicare.gov was set up for Medicare beneficiaries, and it is so unbelievably user-friendly.
That's good.
It's so straightforward, and it's secure. Normally, you'll hear from me, don't be doing this. Don't give information out there. Don't, you know, somebody calls you, hang up that phone. Don't give any information out. This is one area that I'm telling you, it is okay. This is something we're encouraging you to do. Every single Medicare beneficiary should get on Medicare.gov and set up these accounts. They are so useful. And so there's no reason to not do this. Okay.
Okay. So let's
people need to get a little bit, you know, understanding that this is there for them to be using.
Right. So if you already have one, then anytime after October 1st or between the October 1st and the 15th, you'll be able to view or see some of those, as you said, new formularies or any changes.
Sure. Yep. It's called the First Look with Medicare. Absolutely. The drug plans, and I encourage you to do the drug plans. Now, Medicare Advantage plans, that gets a little more complicated.
Okay.
You can go on there and you can look, but I would strongly suggest, you know, drug plans are fine. They're pretty straightforward. My goodness. You click on, when you're reviewing it, you can click on review drug plan, show me my drug plans, and it's straightforward. Medicare Advantage gets a little more complicated. There's tons of working parts in Medicare Advantage plans. That's where I say, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan or looking to get on a Medicare Advantage plan, get to a broker that's experienced. And I'm talking somebody, literally, Rod, I'm going to tell you my age here. I'm at almost 30 years of dealing with some, in some way, shape, or form, Medicare, 30 years now almost. So I would strongly encourage you, if you're working with somebody, you know, double check. Have they had, I would say, at least 10 years experience, because you've got to have that experience to gain all the knowledge. You know, you need that knowledge behind you.
Right.
Anyway, so Medicare Advantage plan, you can get on and you can review them, but I would strongly suggest following up with whomever wrote you on that plan, or if you're looking to get on a plan, you know, come to Senior Watchdog or find a broker that's experienced. I'd say at least 10 years in the field that they know what they're doing.
Yeah. So then, if you don't mind, I may be getting a little ahead of myself here, but if you get on MyMedicare.gov and you notice that there's been a change, then you call Senior Watchdog at 223-9394. Can adjustments be made, or might they need to be made? Or can they be made?
Possibly. Yep. It just depends on what's going on. You know, we're here to help. We're what's called servicing brokers. We've got a, you know, physical office here for the community. That's what we're here for.
Right.
You have a problem. If you can't resolve it, then come to us and we will try to help you resolve it. If you're our client, we've got a better, you know, if I'm writing you on a Medicare Advantage plan, I'm the agent of record. I can call and, you know, be very senior watchdog. That's why we're called that. I'm going to be your watchdog.
Right.
I'm going to get on the phone. I'm going to get it resolved for you. If you've got a Medicare Advantage plan, you have to go to the writing agent because they're the agent of record. You can't come to Senior Watchdog if I'm not your writing agent. I can't help you. So if you're coming to us, you know, assume you're coming to us to be your writing agent so we can help you.
Right.
But either way, whether it's us or somebody else, it doesn't matter who you go to. You just need to be informed and you need to be getting on to, you know, my Medicare.gov, set up that My Medicare account. Very easy to do. I kid you not. You got to trust me on this. Simple to do. And if you do have any trouble with it, give our office a call. We'll walk you through it.
Yep.
Or give Medicare a call. They'll walk you through it. But seriously, less than 5 minutes. It is so user-friendly, probably an 8-year-old could do it.
At what specific age should a person make that first contact with someone like you at Senior Watchdog to start getting themselves ready to get signed up, maybe consider all the options? At what age?
Right. Well, we see people come in when they're, you know, about 64 and a half. They're thinking, okay, I've got 6 months now to try and figure this out. They'll come into the office, we'll give them information, and then, you know, 2 to 3 months before enrollment, when they need to start enrolling, they come back and we get the enrollment. Depending on what they're doing, we help them through the process.
Okay.
So that's the age frame. Some people start a little bit early. It's hard for us to give quotes when you're coming in too early because prices change. And, you know, if you're coming in prior to 6 months of turning 65, we always have to preface and say, well, here's the rates right now for the supplemental, but that could change. So really coming in prior to 6 months, if you're looking for rates, probably not a good idea. Wait till 6 months or before. After that, you can get general information with us. We don't mind, you know, doing that.
Let me ask you this. Do you ever find that somebody waits too long? Or I mean, is it?
Actually, no.
Okay, good.
No, not really, no. Most people are coming in. You know, obviously Medicare is a great benefit to our citizens, right? You know, it's great insurance. The pricing is great. No, we never have anybody. Usually our biggest problem is people do come in like 8-10 months ahead of time.
Okay.
So that's more the problem than no, not at all. I don't think I've ever, and I've been doing this, my gosh, forever. I don't think I've ever had really one person that I can ever remember that came in too late.
A real prognosticator.
Right.
Well, I recommend you repeatedly because my mother's had a great experience with you, and I've heard back from many clients, too, that appreciate your hands-on approach. If something like this is coming up, you reach out and you tell people about it, and that helps a lot because it would try to alleviate all the surprises or any surprises, really. So
right.
I appreciate you sharing my Medicare.gov account that you should have and Medicare.gov, a very user-friendly website. And if you have any questions about it after you've been on those websites, call Senior Watchdog at 223-9394. I really appreciate it, Sandra. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Ed.
Great job again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sandra Brown, senior watchdog. She's on Shooting Park Road, 223-9394, and can answer any questions that you might have. It's 923.
Rod Thorson on 103.9 WLPO.